Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Barbadian students at the University College of the West Indies. On this day, March 20th, in the year 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported on the visit to Barbados by Mr. Philip M. Sherlock, Vice Principal of the University College of the West Indies. Mr. Sherlock was in Barbados to interview prospective Barbadian students for the university. At the time of Mr. Sherlock's visit, the Mona campus of the University College of the West Indies in Jamaica was the only campus of the university. The university was established in 1948 out of a recommendation of the Asquith Commission on Higher Education in the English colonies in the Caribbean. Mr. Sherlock reported that there were currently 35 Barbadian students in residence at the Mona campus, quote, who were finding life there interesting and stimulating and are making a valuable and substantial contribution, end quote. In describing the living conditions of the students, Mr. Sherlock stated that Irving Hall consists of, quote, four blocks, each one has four-bed sitting rooms, so that the hall has accommodation for 160 undergraduates. There is a small lounge and a very pleasant dining hall with its high table, end quote. In addition, Mr. Sherlock revealed that by October of 1953, two additional halls would be completed, allowing for the student living quarters to increase its capacity to 500 students. The vice principal pointed out that student responsibility was high on the agenda of the new university. Therefore, the undergraduates have an elected halls committee which had significant responsibility for the management of the halls of residence. Mr. Sherlock also pointed out that initiative, leadership, and efficiency were qualities that mattered from the students and that race and sex did not count in the operations of the halls committee. Mr. Sherlock was particularly impressed with the work attitude of the female undergraduates resident in Irving Hall. He also revealed that in addition to the various programs of study, the university also offered the opportunity for students to participate in the activities of the usual university societies, such as the Literary and Debating Society, the Caribbean Society, History Society, and Camera Club. He was so pleased with the progress that the University College of the West Indies was making that the vice principal said that he, quote, wished he had the power to paint in words a vivid picture of life at the University College to help people here to see young West Indian men and women hurrying to their lectures, textbooks under their arms, some on cycles and some on foot, with all speaking at the same time with all the West Indian accents, a confused variety of accents making one harmony, end quote. The vice principal's description of West Indian harmony with, quote, all working to become useful West Indians, end quote, would be deepened with the opening of the St. Augustine campus in Trinidad and Tobago in 1960, the Cave Hill campus in Barbados in 1963, and the Five Islands campus in Antigua in 2019. The three quarters of a century journey of the University of the West Indies is a clear demonstration of West Indian excellence and resilience.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill campus.